Well, Australians stranded in India and those trying to help them are accusing the federal government of making a racially motivated decision to stop anyone arriving from the country until at least the middle of May. They feel the decision to leave more Australians stuck in India while its COVID crisis escalates differs markedly from Australia's treatment of people returning from the US and the UK while cases in those nations spiked. COVID cases in India have now reached just over 386,000. And there were 3,500 deaths in the last 24 hours. Jane Barden reports.
Australian Vivek Singh has been trying to get home from India with his wife for a year. He was meant to be flying into Darwin's Howard Springs Quarantine Centre on a federal government-supported repatriation flight next month.
My situation is pretty bad because in India, you know that like 300,000 cases is getting every single day, you know, like it is getting really hard.
And what do you feel about the efforts of the federal government to get people home at the moment, particularly after they decided to stop anybody flying from India into Australia?
It shows their mentality, like, you know, to one nation and different to the other nation. They are hypocrite.
He's just one of the 17,000 members of the Australians Stranded in India Facebook site. Following the federal government's decision this week to suspend flights and any travel from India, at least until mid-May, their worry has turned to anger.
After the announcements, the comments are coming in like, okay, is that the skin colour? I don't know what policies this government is forming.
One of the Facebook site's moderators, Mehul Patel, is questioning why arrivals from the UK and US continued while COVID cases peaked there.
Why you are doing it? Like, for example, the similar numbers were there in US, similar numbers were there in UK. You never stopped those flights. You never stopped the repatriation mission. At the same time, you ordered all the transiting countries to not allow Indians to transit through to Australia. You never did this for UK. You never did this for US.
Mehul Patel managed to get back to Australia on an Air India flight in September. He's now establishing an online task force to try to help others still stuck there. They think they can get help with medical and mental health needs as local services struggle to keep up. They're sharing information about how to obtain rare and precious oxygen cylinders with stranded Australians.
We will collect the data from the local sources where the healthcare is accessible. What if you are in the need of medical help? What if you are in the need of getting an oxygen cylinder? Because if you go to a hospital and you are even stranded Australian, they will say that get a cylinder with you.
He's also asked both Australian and Indian-based doctors to provide stranded Australians with free advice via phone and Skype. 3 days after he put out the call, he's already got some volunteers.
So far I have 3 registrations from Australian healthcare professionals. 2 of them are GPs working over here. And similar to that, now we have got a registration from Indian doctors and specialists as well.
Mehul says at this stage, most of the people he's dealing with are too stressed to even consider trying to appeal the flight ban through legal or other means.
And that's where this government is getting away, where no one is standing up to take a legal action against them.
But high-profile Australian human rights lawyer George Newhouse thinks there could be grounds for legal action against the federal government.
I do wonder whether there's a discriminatory element to these particular restrictions stopping people coming to Australia from India. Why have they chosen India when there are statistics that show that countries like the United States or even England have higher per capita rates of COVID?
The Prime Minister said this week the flight suspension has been based only on medical advice, as the number of COVID cases in Darwin's Howard Springs Quarantine Centre reached 55. Some Australians stranded in the United States have already lodged a complaint with the UN Human Rights Committee, arguing they have a right to return. But George Newhouse says Australia may well just ignore any diktat from the UN.
Look, unfortunately, I think this particular issue is best solved politically.
The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, has again demanded the government do more for people stranded in India.
Well, they could be offered vaccines. They could be offered some financial support.
But the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, poured cold water on both suggestions.
I won't preempt anything in relation to financial support. The question of vaccination for Australians overseas is a challenging one.
Stranded Australian Vivek Singh is appealing to the federal government to at least let people like him know they haven't been forgotten.
And keep telling them you are the most important part of our country. We are still trying.
Stranded Australian Vivek Singh talking to Jane Bardon.